The Bodhisattva's Way of Life. We engage in the Bodhisattva's way of life by practicing the six perfections, the perfections of giving, moral discipline, patience, effort, mental stabilization, and wisdom. These are the actual path to Buddhahood. If we wish to become enlightened but do not practice the six perfections, we are like someone who wants to go somewhere but does not actually set out on the journey. Bodhisattvas have two main tasks: to benefit others right now and to attain full enlightenment to be able to benefit all living beings in the future. Both tasks are accomplished through the practice of the six perfections. The six perfections will now be explained in detail. The perfection of giving. Giving is a virtuous mental intention to give, or a bodily or verbal action of giving that is motivated by a virtuous state of mind. Giving, practiced with bodhicitta motivation, is a perfection of giving. There are three types of giving: giving material things, giving dharma, and giving fearlessness. Giving material things. To practice giving material things, we first contemplate the disadvantages of miserliness and the benefits of giving, and then we engage in the actual practice of giving to others. In the Condensed Perfection of Wisdom Sutra, Buddha teaches that miserliness leads to poverty and rebirth as a hungry ghost. Even in this life, miserliness causes us suffering. It is a tight, uncomfortable mind that leads to isolation and unpopularity. Giving, on the other hand, is a joyful mind that leads us to experience wealth and abundant resources in the future. There is no point in clinging to our possessions, for wealth acquires meaning only when it is given away or used to benefit others. Since without any choice we shall have to part with all our possessions when we die, it is better to part with them now and thereby derive some benefit from having owned them. Moreover, if at the time of our death we have strong attachment to our possessions, this will prevent us from having a peaceful death and may even prevent us from taking a fortunate rebirth. When we go on holiday, we take care to carry enough money to see us through the whole holiday. But how much more important it is to ensure that we travel to future lives with enough virtue or merit to provide us with all the resources we shall need. Our practice of giving is the best insurance against future poverty. We should give away our possessions only when the time is right, that is, when it would not cause any hindrances to our spiritual practice or endanger our life, and when the person to whom we are giving will derive great benefit. Otherwise, we should not give away our possessions even if someone asks for them. For example, if we can see that a gift will cause harm to others, we should not offer it. We need to consider all the implications of our action, including how it will affect others beside the person who is to receive the gift. We also need to keep those things that are necessary for our Dharma practice. If we were to give these away, we would be indirectly harming others, because we would be creating obstacles to our progress towards enlightenment for their sake. We should mentally dedicate all our possessions to others, but we should physically give them away only when it is most suitable to do so. This skillful way of thinking is in itself a form of giving. For example, charitable organizations do not immediately give away everything that is donated to them, but keep a certain amount in reserve for when it is most needed. Even so, while they are holding on to the money, they do not consider it to be their own. They simply think that they are looking after it for others until a need arises. If we view all our possessions in a similar way, we shall be practicing giving all the time. The amount of merit we accumulate through the practice of giving depends upon several factors besides the actual value of the gift. One factor is the nature of the recipient. There are three classes of being to whom it is especially meritorious to give: holy beings, such as our spiritual guide, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas; those who have shown us great kindness, such as our parents; and those who are in great need, such as the poor, the sick, and the handicapped. Another important factor is our motivation. It is more meritorious to put a few crumbs on a bird table with a motivation of pure compassion than it is to give a diamond ring out of attachment. The best motivation, of course, is bodhicitta. The virtue created by giving with this motivation is limitless. Giving Dharma. There are many ways to give Dharma. If with a good motivation we teach even just one word of Dharma to others, we are giving Dharma. This is much more beneficial than any kind of material gift, because material things help others only in this life, whereas the gift of Dharma helps them in this and all their future lives. There are many other ways in which we can give Dharma. For example, by dedicating our virtue so that all living beings may enjoy peace and happiness, or by whispering mantras into the ears of animals. Giving fearlessness. To give fearlessness is to protect other living beings from fear or danger. For example, if we rescue someone from a fire or from some other natural disaster, if we protect others from physical violence, or if we save animals and insects who have fallen into water or who are trapped, we are practicing giving fearlessness. If we are not able to rescue those in danger, we can still give fearlessness by making prayers and offerings so that they may be released from danger. We can also practice giving fearlessness by praying for others to become free from their delusions, especially the delusion of self-grasping, which is the ultimate source of all fear.